Section 70. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the prophet at Hiram, Ohio, November 12, 1831. The prophet's history states that four special conferences were held from the 1st to the 12th of November inclusive. In the last of these assemblies, the great importance of the revelations that would later be published as the Book of Commandments, and then the Doctrine and Covenants, was considered. This revelation was given after the conference voted that the revelations were worth to the church the riches of the whole earth. Joseph Smith's history refers to the revelations as the foundation of the church in these last days and a benefit to the world, showing that the keys of the mysteries of the kingdom of our Savior are again entrusted to man. 1 through 5. Stewards are appointed to publish the revelations. 6 through 13. Those who labor in spiritual things are worthy of their hire. 14 through 18. The saints should be equal in temporal things.
Behold and hearken, O ye inhabitants of Zion, and all ye people of my church who are afar off, and hear the word of the Lord, which I give unto my servant Joseph Smith, Jr., and also unto my servant Martin Harris, and also unto my servant Oliver Cowdery, and also unto my servant John Whitmer, and also unto my servant Sidney Rigdon, and also unto my servant William W. Phelps, by the way of commandment unto them. For I give unto them a commandment, wherefore hearken and hear. For thus saith the Lord unto them, I the Lord have appointed them, and ordained them to be stewards over the revelations and commandments which I have given unto them, and which I shall hereafter give unto them. And an account of this stewardship will I require of them in the day of judgment. Wherefore, I have appointed unto them, and this is their business in the church of God, to manage them, and the concerns thereof, yea, the benefits thereof. Wherefore, a commandment I give unto them, that they shall not give these things unto the church, neither unto the world. Nevertheless, inasmuch as they receive more than is needful for their necessities and their wants, it shall be given into my storehouse. And the benefit shall be consecrated unto the inhabitants of Zion, and unto their generations, inasmuch as they become heirs according to the laws of the kingdom. Behold, this is what the Lord requires of every man in his stewardship, even as I, the Lord, have appointed or shall hereafter appoint unto any man. And behold, none are exempt from this law who belong to the church of the living God, yea, neither the bishop, neither the agent who keepeth the Lord's storehouse, neither he who is appointed in a stewardship over temporal things. He who is appointed to administer spiritual things, the same is worthy of his hire, even as those who are appointed to a stewardship to administer in temporal things, yea, even more abundantly, which abundance is multiplied unto them through the manifestations of the Spirit. Nevertheless, in your temporal things you shall be equal, and this not grudgingly. Otherwise the abundance of the manifestations of the Spirit shall be withheld. Now this commandment I give unto my servants for their benefit while they remain, for a manifestation of my blessings upon their heads, and for a reward of their diligence and for their security, for food and for raiment, for an inheritance, for houses and for lands, in whatsoever circumstances I the Lord shall place them, and whithersoever I the Lord shall send them. For they have been faithful over many things, and have done well inasmuch as they have not sinned. Behold, I the Lord am merciful and will bless them, and they shall enter into the joy of these things. Even so, Amen.